Sarah Smith, the head volleyball coach with the Arweva Rockets, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2020 season. And Sarah, good to catch up with you.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Sarah, I'm going to kind of start this interview with what seems like the same way I've started with a few of the coaches that I've talked to so far this year. With all the craziness that happened starting last, you know, winter and last spring and through the summer and then here into the fall, you guys able to get through the 2020 season? That had to feel good to be able to get a season in, let this group of seniors play. So how different was it this season for this group?
I don't know that it was necessarily a whole lot of differences that, you know, we saw on our end, other than, you know, the face mask and some different changes with tournaments that we went to. And then, you know, the whole ball sanitation thing as well. But I think the girls were just so appreciative of the chance to actually get to play that, you know, there could have been 1,000 more restrictions, and I don't think that it would have probably, they would have minded. Just that opportunity to play was a huge key for them.
And as a coach, what was it like for you? I mean, just getting the opportunity to coach your daughter in her senior season had to make this season pretty special.
It was. You know, at the beginning of this season, you know, when they hadn't made the determination just yet, we're like, you know, this is her senior year, and not just for my own daughter, but the other girls on the team, the other seniors on the team who have, you know, been like daughters to me as well. You know, when it was up in limbo, we were just, you know, hoping, praying that they would get this chance to play one last final time together.
Coach, the overall record at 8-16, but to me, it's always a little bit deceiving for you guys. You guys play in some tournaments. Most of the time, you're the smallest school, if not the smallest, maybe the second smallest school there, and you're playing against schools not just that are bigger 1A schools, but they're just simply bigger schools, you know, 3A schools, 4A schools, stuff like that. So you guys pick up losses in those weekends that really make that record not look as good as what this team can be.
Right. I think our tournament schedule is very tough. You know, we start off the year going to a tournament in Ridgeview, and right off the bat, you know, we meet somebody like ESAC, who's having a phenomenal year this year. We turn around and we go to the Carroll tournament, and we play Carroll, and we play Humboldt, and, you know, some big-time schools like that. Then our next tournament is in CAM, and there we met Underwood, who is also having a phenomenal year, ACGC. And then, you know, the conference tournament, which I thought we did very well in this year. But, yeah, our tournament schedule is tough. We are by far one of the smallest schools at those tournaments. So, I, you know, going forward, I'd like to maybe see that change a little bit so that way our record isn't so deceiving. But at the same time, it really challenges the girls each time they step out on the court, you know, to play to the best of their abilities.
What is that what you guys try to take away from it is really to just make the team better no matter what the win-loss record is coming out of those tournaments?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, going into it with the mindset, you know, we know that we're just going to have to play the best possible ball that we can play at that time against some of those schools. And then, you know, we also take this as a time to maybe try some different things. But going in with the mindset that we're just going to do what we can do, and we're going to have fun doing it, and at the end of the day, win or lose, if we know that we tried our hardest, then that's what's most important.
Where did you feel like this team improved as the year went on?
I think just the flow of the game, per se. At times, I thought, you know, we were too much running into each other. We weren't really playing our areas. And I thought as the season moved on, just flowing, you know, making sure that we have a good pass, and then we have a good set, and then we have a good kill. So I think that was a huge improvement on the team's behalf.
One of the things that's unique to me about this year's team for you guys, coaches, is that you had kind of a unique mix of seniors and then sophomores and some freshmen on this team, but mainly seniors and sophomores, so kind of a year gap in between. But the camaraderie between those two groups of kids, you can't tell the difference between the seniors and the sophomores with how well they get along.
Oh, they get along really, really well. and sometimes I think, you know, that's kind of our downfall as well. They know each other too well, and they get comfortable in situations, and then when we don't have an expected outcome like what we thought that was going to happen or somebody was going to make this play, then we're kind of left reeling like, oh, what do we do now? But yeah, they get along really well, and they're a lot of fun to be around each and every day as well.
At what part of the season did you go, okay, now it's clicking, we're playing the way we want to, and where you were pretty happy with how the team was playing?
I thought we played Cam the Thursday before our homecoming, and we knew Cam was going to be a tough game. They were leading the conference at the time, and I don't think that they had any conference losses then. And we knew that it was going to be a tough game, so I had challenged the girls. And I thought we played very, very well that evening. You know, our hustle was just tremendous. And we took them to five games. That fifth game, we got a little timid and, you know, didn't do some of the things, you know, like hitting the ball. We were settling for the tip. But we still hung in there in that fifth game. And at that point, I thought, okay, we're doing some very positive things here.
What was the thought process for you guys going into regional play? You had just come off the conference tournament. You had to play Woodbine over at the conference tournament. Then you turn around just a couple of days later and have to go back over for regional. So what was kind of the mindset? What was the thought going in?
Well, I brought the girls in on Sunday before we played Woodbine, and you know, just really talked to them about, you know, we have a target on our back. We've beaten Woodbine twice now. It's difficult to beat a team three times in a row. I said we have a target on our back, and really just had the mindset that we need to play like we are capable of doing, because Woodbine's going to throw everything that they have at us.
Coach, one of the things that jumped out to me was the improvement of the sophomore group this year. We talked a little bit about how well they get along, but I saw more confidence in them. I had a conversation with Maggie Regaler about her abilities at the conference tournament. I thought Jamie Hausman really came on and looked more sure of herself. And by the end of the year, Cora Obrecht also, I thought, was playing really, really good volleyball as an undersized middle.
Yeah. No, I thought that those three girls did do a phenomenal job of just growing from last year. Maggie and Jamie both started for me last year, and Cora got in there some, but just their growth and their confidence is what was huge for those three girls.
To talk about some of the other girls, we'll get seniors here in a moment, but Timberlyn Cook, also Delaney Shirky, and Maris Cameron, one of those seniors, but some of those kids that maybe didn't see the floor a tremendous amount, but people forget sometimes how much those kids contribute in practice by giving you guys somebody to practice against, things to work on, maybe to show you looks that you need to see throughout the year.
Yeah, I can't say enough about those three. You know, Maris, she was in our front row line, or always challenging our front row. She was doing some great blocking against some of our front row, just really challenging them and giving them a look at what it would be like, you know, going up against Woodbine in the regional game. And then Timberlyn had stepped in for us when Maggie went out in a game. Due to an injury, and Timberlyn stepped in, and it was a seamless transition. She's got a good head on her shoulders too. Just got to keep working on getting her into game situations. And then we brought Delaney on to varsity later in the season. She was running the setter at the freshman and JV level. Again, she's got a good head for volleyball as well. So I'll be curious to see, how Timberland and Delaney develop over the summer and become contributors to the volleyball team next year.
Got to talk about that group of seniors. You mentioned it earlier. They're a fun group to be around. They play hard, but it's hard at the same time sometimes to find them being serious because they like to have fun. But Bridget Cameron, Jaden, of course, we mentioned Maris already, and then Sarah Shirky and Hannah Kraus, just great, great kids.
Yeah, those five girls are very great girls. Excellent leaders. The younger girls really do look to them for guidance. They've been around volleyball for a very long time. They know the game and they want to win. So they'll challenge you. They'll make sure that they know that they're wanting you to be on the same page as them. But yet at the same time, they are a goofy bunch of girls that like to have a lot of fun with each other.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, I think that's probably what's more important. They're not going to remember their wins or losses. They're going to remember more about, the goofy things that they did at this volleyball tournament or before this game. So.
And, Coach, this is our last interview. You're going to be stepping it away unless something changes your mind between now and the start of next season. So, for you, how tough is it to say goodbye to some of these kids?
It's tough. Tough for many reasons. With my own daughter being a senior, watching these girls walk away is tough. And then, the other girls, you develop a relationship with them. And the nice thing is I'll still be able to get to see them in school each and every day. It was a decision. I have a son that will be a freshman in high school next year. And, do I want to stick around and be here for Friday practices when I could be traveling to go to his games, and then having to wake up on Saturday morning and go to a volleyball tournament? So it was just a question of what was more important to the family at the time when I made the decision to just resign again from volleyball.
And, Coach, I can't let you go without bringing up, I know the thing you're going to miss more than anything, the video interviews. We'll have to find a way to do a video interview with you at least at some point during next school year and into the future.
Oh, nope. I'll be quite all right with never, ever doing one of those again.
Well, Sarah, as always, I appreciate your time. It's always a lot of fun. I know Tim Bell and I, when we get to do football together, enjoy the conversations through text message with you while we're on the air, and we're looking forward to those again here soon.
Well, I will keep them rolling, and thanks for all that you have done for us. We truly appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sarah Smith again with the Arweva Rocket volleyball team.